From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I am your host, Rob Parker. Coming up on the show, we'll have former Major Leaguer and Spectrum Sportsnet LA's Jerry Hairston Jr. He joins us. Plus, we'll be joined by Chris McCoskey, who covers the Detroit Tigers for the Detroit News. We'll preview their season, that and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
It's a done deal in Cincinnati. Yes, sir. The University of Cincinnati has decided that the petition started by some current players and former players who signed to have Marge Schott's name removed from their baseball stadium is a done deal. They will take her name down despite her $2 million gift that came from her charity after her death. They just don't believe that in this current climate and what's going on and her history, which is checkered with A lot of racial slurs and whatnot that went on during her tenure as owner of the Cincinnati Reds, that it's right to have her name on the college's baseball stadium. So that there it is. I mean, things can get done when people put their minds to it. And I think this is a no-brainer. I think the University of Cincinnati did that city, did that university, and did those players proud by taking Marge Schott's name off.
Number two.
Of all teams that will benefit from this new 60-game 2020 season with presumably no fans, it's going to be the Houston Astros. Can you imagine if they sneak in and win? They're still one of the best teams in the American League. Can you imagine after all that went on with their cheating scandal that they somehow get their way back in the playoffs and are able to compete? What if they win a World Series? And even worse than that is that they won't get the treatment that they were supposed to get from fans all over baseball America who were going to boo the hell out of the Astros for cheating fans and cheating the game and cheating other teams with their scandal, their cheating, stealing sign scandal. The Houston Astros are a dangerous team. They're not going to just fall by the wayside with all those good players. It will be interesting to see. The only thing is how other teams react to them. Will they be thrown at? Will they be hit? Because it's such a short season, you can't afford to miss games. I don't know if they're going to get that treatment. But the Astros, when they play, will be must-see TV. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I think they're going to get off scot-free.
Number three.
Can you hear me? That's me doing a happy dance. Nobody is happier in baseball America than yours truly. Yes, baseball is back. I never doubted that we would have some sort of season. And I'll take 60 games. Yeah, I know some people are writing columns and podcasts and all kinds of stuff, poo-pooing it, saying it ain't legit, it's baloney, it's not filet. Stop it! Do not buy those people. They don't love the game. We're in a pandemic. The most we were going to get anyway this year would have been 82 if everything was good, if we were lucky. So we'll take 60. We'll take it because this is our chance to watch some baseball this summer. And I don't know, the universal DH, we'll see how it works out. I'm not that crazy about putting a man on second base in extra innings to try to speed the game along. I don't know about that either. But what I do know is baseball and this country needed it. Needed each other during these times. and this will be great. I don't know about you, but this will be fast and furious. And how in the world could you not want to watch every game or every chance that there's a game on? I know I will. 60 is all we have. 60, that's nothing. I can't believe it. Before you know it, the season will be over. I'm telling you, if you're a baseball fan, embrace this. Love this. Understand it. Something is better than nothing. And in this case, I'm going to take these 60 games and run with it. Baseball, king of the world.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, let's welcome to the podcast, of course, former major leaguer and current analyst for Spectrum Sports Net LA, Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, welcome to the podcast.
Rob, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Jerry, are you as happy as I am that we are going to have Major League Baseball? I always believed we were, but at any point did you think maybe this wasn't going to happen?
Sure. You know, I got down a little bit. You know, I got a little bit depressed, especially what's going on in the world. You know, I really felt that, you know, we needed sports. And baseball has always been a constant, especially in this country. And I thought it could have been kind of a safe haven for fans to, even though they can't go to the games, I really thought that baseball had an opportunity to finish their disputes and finish their arguing. And, you know, early June or late May, and just make sure our product would have been on the field by July 4th. I thought that would have been the greatest thing for our game, for our fans, have it on July 4th for everybody to see, the only sports in this country. But obviously that didn't happen, but we're getting baseball. I'm happy about that, and I'm hoping that everybody will be healthy and we'll have a successful season.
Jerry, I don't know about you. I never thought that 60 games would matter to me, but it's going to be fast and furious. This is going to be a different baseball season. I'm looking forward to it. What about you?
You know what? I am too, Rob. Listen, it'll definitely break up that monotony. We talk about everybody, you know, the managers always talking about, I don't care who, what manager there is in spring training, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Guess what? You can't say it this year. It's a sprint. You better be ready to play from day one, because one game, especially one game, and 60 games is huge. So these guys are going to be ready to play. And I think all of the teams, I don't care who you are, the San Diego Padres of the world, the teams that thought they may not had a chance, hey, we could get hot and run off some games and get in the playoffs, whether as a wild card or win the division. So there are teams that if you play a 162-game long season, they can get exposed. But right now, just about anybody has a chance to get in the postseason, and when you get in the postseason, anything can happen.
Our guest is Jerry Hairston Jr., of course, the former major leaguer and, of course, analyst for the Los Angeles Dodgers on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. Jerry, what about some of the wrinkles in the season? The universal DH, of course, so, and other things. What else jumps out to you that's going to be different that you're looking forward to or you're not that sure about?
Well, there's one thing that I'm looking forward to seeing once we get in extra innings. The runner on second base.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Jerry. What do you think?
Hold on a second now. I hated that rule last year, a couple years before. But in this unique season, 60 games, we're dealing with a pandemic. Hopefully the worst is behind us. You don't want to see the guys out there for 15, 17 innings. I think it's a smart move by Major League Baseball to do this. Have a runner on second base, and then now is the opportunity to try it. Who knows? We might all love it. You know, in the future, you know, after you get past, let's say, the 12th or 13th or 14th inning, maybe implement it. But this is the perfect opportunity for MLB to implement this thing and see if we like it.
Jerry, will the DH, I know it's for this year and next, I think. Is this universal DH here to stay? It looks like they're kind of putting it in and then they're not going to take it out.
Well, I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, I had heard that it is just for this year only.
Okay,
and then the old rules apply in 2021. Again, I think this is the perfect opportunity to try the universal DH. I think it bodes well for, let's say, the Dodgers, where you have a deep team. That way, Max Muncy could DH. Justin Turner, when he's played six or seven games in a row, can DH a couple games to save his legs. Kike Hernandez, Chris Taylor will have more opportunities and more at-bats. So I think this benefits the National League teams that have depth, that need their guys to get at-bats. So I'm a wait-and-see guy. I've always liked the National League, having the pitcher hit because it's more strategy. But let's see how it goes this year. And if we love it, you may have a chance to implement it in the 22 season and beyond. But what I hear, the 21 season will be back to the old rule.
And here's the final thing as we talk about the 2020 season that should start July 24th or 25th, somewhere around there, is the two teams – before everything hit, the pandemic and obviously the social unrest, most people thought the two best teams in baseball, at least on paper, were the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. The Yankees added Gerrit Cole, and of course the Dodgers got Mookie Betts and David Price. What do you think? Are you looking, when you look at this shorter season, does that neutralize those teams, or are those two the best teams and you still expect them to maybe be in the Fall Classic?
I expect both those teams to definitely get in the postseason and make a serious charge. If I were a betting man, without a doubt, I would choose the Dodgers and the Yankees to represent both leagues in the World Series. But this is a short season. Any player, any team, any pitcher can get hot and carry their team for a month, and then they're in the thick of things. So don't sleep on the Washington Nationals. I mean, they're a team that still has their pitching intact. They're a team that knows how to win. And that's the National League team. Don't forget about them. They're the reigning champion. And I'll give you an American League team that scares me. The Tampa Bay Rays. This team knows how to play the game. Great manager in Cash. They have really good pitching. And they know how to play without any crowds. Okay?
I was going to say,
Tampa, they have a hard time drawing. So they know how to play it during this type of situation. So watch out for the Rays in the American League and watch out for the Nationals in the National League.
No doubt about it. His name, Jerry Hairston Jr. And Jerry, thanks for your knowledge. We appreciate it. And it won't be long before we'll hear Play Ball.
Man, and I can't wait. We need it. We need baseball back. I know the fans are desperate for baseball.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Well, Rob, so much ink has been spilled trying to explain what it means exactly to be clutch. Is it hitting with men on base? Hitting in the postseason? Or does clutch even exist? Well, our friends at Fangraphs say yes, with a handy little metric called, of course, clutch. You may recall last year I spoke about win probability added, which breaks down each moment of a game by how a specific player's action helped or hurt the team's likelihood of winning based on that game's win probability graph. Now, the clutch metric is designed to showcase how players perform in high leverage situations. A positive result will tick their clutch rating up, while a negative result will have an adverse effect. You add up all of those throughout the course of a season, thousands and thousands of data points, and it will tell you a pretty decent story of that player's quote-unquote clutchness. Now, last year, the leader in clutch was A's first baseman Matt Olson, whose 2.26 mark was over half a point better than the next guy on that list, Royals outfielder Alex Gordon. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, surprisingly enough, two all-stars in the Dodgers' Justin Turner and the Red Sox' J.D. Martinez, both of them recorded clutch ratings of -3 or worse. Now, that does not mean those guys are bad players by any stretch of the imagination. Just that when the team needed a big knock in a big spot last year, a lot of the time, they came up short.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
All right, J.R., some fans are saying that they should boycott the first game of the 2021 season to send a message to Major League Baseball and its treatment of the fans and the way both sides handled the restart negotiations during the pandemic, and fans won't accept another work stoppage. Is that foul or fair?
That's fair.
It's a fair ball.
It's been 267 days since we last saw baseball, the longest period ever. That's like cold turkey rehab for baseball fiends. The CBA is up at the end of 2020, coming off a pandemic, and the price haggling between the rich players and the richer owners has got some fans upset. Maybe the fans should send a message to say enough's enough. That's right, a one-game boycott on opening day. Just don't go to opening day. All this money hunting by owners and players that delayed the season, which is now going to be what, a measly 60 games? How about MLB think about the fans? It's funny during a pandemic when everyone's asked to do less, MLB showing less concern for the fans or really the health of the players. Maybe a fan boycott can prevent another work stoppage, because it looks like that's where we're headed in 2020. The way baseball dragged out the process, players complained over money, owners were being a bit greedy, and the commissioner didn't seem to have any true passion for the sport was a bad look.
Take out the papers in the trash.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's winner on Trash Talking Twitter is Charlie Johnson 1983, and he tweeted this. And I'm trashing all the sports fans who will call the Astros, Barry Bonds, Lance Armstrong cheaters. But the minute you bring up Brady or Belichick, all of a sudden they're the greatest ever. Shame on you. If you want to win a new era snapback baseball cap just like Charlie did, make sure you hit us up on Twitter at RobParkerFS1. Trash anything or anyone in Major League Baseball, and you too could be a winner.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast Chris McCoskey, my former colleague at the Detroit News. He covers the Detroit Tigers and has done a great job for the last 6 years. Let's talk about the Tigers, who, of course, lost, 114 games a year ago?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I lost track. But my point is, what can we expect from this team? I know they're in rebuilding mode for the most part, Chris. It's a short season. You know, if somebody gets hot, things can change. But what should we expect from the Tigers?
Well, you know, the thing is that the rebuild, the teardown part of the rebuild, that's over. Even if they would have played 162 games this year, they still would have been bad. But that's the last of the teardown. They're in a position now with the prospects. They got four really top-end pitching prospects. They drafted a high-level bat this year, first overall. So the turnaround is coming. This year, however, you know, who can say? I mean, a 60-game season, they could maybe surprise for a while. But they're going to play, 10 games against the Twins? That's 10 losses. 10 games against the Indians, probably 10 losses. So, you know what I mean? So I'm not predicting any parades.
Talk about the Tigers did pick up a couple of free agents, right? They signed.
Before the shutdown, they had C.J. Cron, Jonathan Scope, Austin Romine behind the plate. That's helped them a lot. And Ivan Nova, too, who's going to give them, you know, he'll take the ball every start and give them whatever he can give them. So that was an improvement there, too.
How about pitching? You know, the Tigers have always, when the Tigers were making runs and had Verlander and a cast of other star pitchers back in the good old days, they still have some good young talent. And, of course, Matt Boyd is one of those, the ace lefty. Talk about their rotation and where guys fit in.
Well, they got some good news today. Michael Fulmer's been cleared after Tommy John, so he's going to be in the mix somewhere, maybe not right away. But their best pitching stuff is coming, like Casey Mize and Tarik Skubal and Matt Manning. And those are three high-level prospects that were supposed to spend the year in AAA. probably be on their taxi squad this year and get some innings. But the rotation as it is now is Matt Boyd, Spencer Turnbull, who people think is capable of really having doing big things. Nova, like I mentioned, Daniel Norris and Jordan Zimmerman's in the last year of his contract. So, you know, it's not great, but it's not horrible. And the good stuff is coming. So this is a real transition year for the rotation.
Talking about the good stuff coming is Miguel Cabrera, who his fall off has been unbelievable when you think about it, from what a feared hitter he was at one point, Chris, either hitting the long ball, shortening up, you know, knocking in runs, hitting for average, to really struggling. Where is Miguel? Is this a bounce back year? Will this be good for him? It's not a long season, and maybe he can just have a strong 60 games or so?
Yeah, I mean, the difference from the Mickey that we know and love to the Mickey the last couple of years has been health. You know, he's got a chronic knee condition, and it was made worse by the fact that he was too heavy. He was carrying too much weight, and he basically was swinging with his arms the last couple of years. But he lost a ton of weight, and by all accounts, I haven't seen him obviously since the shutdown. But by all accounts, he's kept the weight off. He's kept working hard. And he looked really good in the spring before the shutdown. He was whacking the ball. He's using his whole body. His swing was back, the same swing he's always had. So that was encouraging, you know, but it's a chronic knee injury. It's not anything that can be fixed unless he has a, you know, replacement knee, which is not going to happen. So that's always tentative. It's always like you kind of wait and see. But the skinny Miggy is looking pretty good.
What about Ron Gardenhire? Is he the right guy for this rebuild job? Obviously did a great job in Minnesota. They weren't able to win anything, but they were always competitive. You always had a lot of young guys. So is he all the way in on this, knowing what has to be done and is willing to put in the work?
He took the job knowing that. He took the job knowing full well they were going full tank mode. And he's been amazing. His patience, his optimism, his just kept the clubhouse together in 214 losses, no easy thing. This is the last year of his contract, though. So whether or not they feel like he's the guy to go forward when the turnaround is going to start remains to be seen. He's 62. I think he deserves it. I think he's like I said, man, he's kept this clubhouse together. And they had some characters run through there when Nick Castellanos was there. And, you know, there was a lot of – it wasn't easy, you know. And he's done a great job, and he's been patient, and he's been developing these kids. So I think he deserves another contract. Whether or not they think they're going to go in a different direction, maybe get a more analytical guy or whatever, we'll see. But this is his last year.
All right, here's the last question. Yes or no, do the Tigers sneak in and make the playoffs?
Come on, Rob. I'm going to say that's a hell no. They're not going to sneak in to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there are too many really good teams in the AL.
Yeah.
All right, his name is Chris McCoskey, and you can read his stuff and coverage of the Detroit Tigers in the Detroit News. Chris, my friend, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Rob. Thanks, man.
Now it's time for some Diamond Dust with Wish TV's Phil Sanchez.
Out of here!
He played baseball in college. Now hear his MLB knowledge.
So with the news that we will, let me do that again. 3, 2, 1. So with the news that we will finally have a baseball season, it's easy to overlook the reason for the delay in the first place. And that is, of course, a worldwide global pandemic that is still around today. And there will probably be a second wave come this fall. And considering the World Series is played in October and sometimes into November, will said second wave impact the Fall Classic? That's the question for a lot of people out there. Well, not necessarily is the answer. And that's according to the nation's top infectious disease experts. Speaking on the Michael Kay Show on ESPN in New York, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, if there is a second wave, then the risks for all of those involved in the World Series will go up. But that doesn't mean that it should be canceled. Fauci said, quote, that is for the league and the players to decide, not me. And judging by this week's news, it seems like they've already decided.
Now bring bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
The reason Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and NFL is because why so many fans were lamenting the whole idea of what was going on with the negotiations. We saw on social media people saying, I'm done with baseball. That's it. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. I can't take it anymore. And as soon as a deal was struck, what happened? Nothing but glee and people dancing in the streets talking about, yes, we're gonna have baseball. It's a part of our fabric. It's a part of who we are. You can act like you don't care and it doesn't matter, but it does to an awful lot of people. It's as Americana as everything, as anything. I'm telling you. So baseball, when it comes to it, has always been a part of this country and its healing process. And people are looking forward to a summer with baseball. I'm not sure that people look towards any other sport when it comes to a part of what their lifestyle is. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.